Welcome to the We Don't Claim to Be Experts podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Katie.
I'm Emily.
We're three siblings that are using today's technology to relive our 90s nostalgia together. Join us, won't you?
Yeah. I mean, our raft is big.
I saw this picture of one of the ways that you could pass away. You fell into a river, and it's basically like kind of like end up getting head first, and you go in like between rocks, and you're just sitting underneath rocks in the river. I don't know. I just saw a picture.
probably is.
And you can't get yourself out because it's too slick. So you're like upside down in the water. Oops.
Okay, what about Bob?
I got lots of fears, Emily. Baby steps.
I know.
Baby steps.
Our raft is for like rapids, so it's like a big, I don't know, probably 8-person raft or something.
I appreciate that you and Ryan and the girls are adventurous humans, because I'm not.
Finley went on a 4-wheeler ride yesterday. They were just going like down the street, like nothing, no trails, nothing, just the paved road, not paved. It's like graded or whatever. And they went like, I don't know, 100 feet, and Finley wanted to turn around and go back. she was over it. She makes her nervous. She didn't want to go mountain biking this time, but it's too muddy anyway to go, but she likes to be safe. But then it's funny, because then when we're like sitting there on like a Wednesday afternoon, she'll be like, I want to go do something fun. I'm like, what do you think we're going to go do? Oh, she's funny.
That is silly. All right. Should we talk about some Nikes?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. This episode, we're going to be talking about night games we played as kids, or night games we wanted to play as kids, or even just, like, games that we would play all the time. So, do you guys remember any specifics that we would play with anybody? Did you guys ever play night games? We kind of all had different friend groups.
I would play with the Tibbetts. They had a cool backyard for night games. Because they had, like, it was super steep.
Levels.
But it had, like, levels.
Levels.
I don't know. Their backyard is pretty cool.
I remember playing the flashlight one back there.
Yeah. Where you'd like, it was like a tag with the flashlight, basically.
I don't remember playing night games in our neighborhood. I only played them with like my friends from Canyon View, up across from Smith's. And so there's like a church across from there. And the girl whose house we mainly start at lived across from there. And I don't remember what we were playing, but we'd always go into other people's backyards playing these games. So extremely illegal. We'd break into the church. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't break into the church. yeah. So they played night games just a little different up there.
Okay. So I played a game with my friends in high school. In fact, Ryan was there. And it was me and my two friends, and then there were three boys, and we didn't tell them what we were doing, but we told them to meet us at a park, and these guys all wore red shirts, so we all wore red shirts to kind of make fun of them. And then the game was, we got nylons and put flour in them.
That's right. I remember when you did that.
And then we would sit and hit each other with them at this park. Gosh. And I hit Ryan in the face with it, and I felt really bad after. I still feel bad about it to this day.
I'm going to have to marry him.
I'm just going to say, have y'all brought this up in therapy or something?
I'm
just kidding.
Oh, it still keeps me up at night. But yeah, that was a fun game.
That sounds like fun. We should play that.
I feel like that's a pretty, like, because you can't really ruin anything with it. I mean, it's just flour.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
I've been wanting to do a, this is not related to night games, but I've been wanting to do a water balloon fight with the girls.
Oh.
I know I would accidentally hit one of them in the face and they'd never talk to me again. So I'll stick out of that one.
Yeah. They'd be hanging out with Dodger.
Yeah.
Ben needs to go to the restroom, so pause.
Let's clap for Ben. Woo!
Number one or number two, Ben? What's it gonna be?
He just messaged me. He's like, I really need to pee.
So after the flower fight that we had, like, Jenny, all of us, we would joke because we were all covered in white powder and bloodshot eyes because the flower was in our eyes, and we looked like a bunch of hoodlums with our flat with, you know.
It's funny you said hoodlum, because I thought that this week and I said it out loud. I'm like, is that a bad thing?
I hesitated. I was like,
somebody at work. I'm like,
I was like, hoodlum.
Like little rascals, Emily. Like little rascals.
I know. We looked like little rascals with our flower all over us.
Speaking of things, I'm not sure if we could say anymore. Remember playing Secret Nazi? Did you ever play the Secret Nazi or Secret Hitler? What was it?
No. Can I say hoodlum?
Is that the board game?
No, there's a night game. And
ooh, hoodlum,
German spotlight. Yeah, that's from it.
Is what we always call it.
That's wait, how is that way worse? I feel like that's way worse than
stop.
Secret Hitler.
Okay, so the first definition says thug, especially a violent criminal, and the second definition says a young ruffian.
Huh. So is that a no go on hoodlum?
So you cut that out. How do you... Okay, so here's the, like, suggested Google searches. How do you say super in slang? One of the slang words for super is super duper.
Super duper skateboarding.
But don't over...
Somebody got paid to write that.
Like, but don't
can we
don't
just have a moment of silence for that person? Like, someone literally got paid
what
to
does
write
the,
that.
Or
this is like a community
wiki.
You know,
what's the name of the skateboarding group? What do they call themselves from Grind? Super duper skate something. Remember that? It was on the side of the van.
Yeah, super duper.
I forgot about that movie.
Wow.
Ben and I have it on DVD.
Is that mine? Did you ever give me mine back?
I don't have yours.
Mine's a digital copy.
Ben loved that movie from being a kid.
What? I'm just kidding. I don't even know.
Did you
know,
tell him that we watched it for the first time kidding. Driving through Kansas?
Yeah. Takes me back. That was quite.
Rain.
So when we were, how old were you guys when we went on that road trip? Let's see.
2003.
2006. No, three. Yeah. You're right. No, four. It was 2004.
It might have been 2004.
So I was 10.
I was 13.
Yeah. So that was a long. I think we went over 5,000 miles in a car.
Yeah.
With 7 people in the car. Halfway through, Nick broke the DVD player we were using to enjoy. I don't think... Okay, for the record, we always say that you broke it. It was on its last leg. I've never said this out loud.
It had nothing to do with Nick.
It had nothing to do with Nick. I still like to give him credit for breaking it.
Hold on. But... I just want to fill this moment for a second.
Do you need to heal? Heal your inner child right now.
You guys really thought that I broke that at the time. I remember that. Everyone did.
Yeah, well, we were mad. It doesn't mean we weren't mad.
I mean, it was kids in the back seat. Well, I feel bad for you because you were sitting between. Were you between grandma and grandpa
the whole time?
He was the youngest. He was the smallest.
The tensions were high already.
Yeah. So, and then we went to the Mall of America. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember the SpongeBob store.
It was my first Lego store.
Ooh. I went to Hot Topic there.
And they have Hot Topics everywhere, Emily.
I know, but I had to go to the Mall of America Hot Topic, okay? Yeah, and I remember the magnet store. That was very impressive. An entire store of just wall magnets.
Well, we have the greatest mall in America.
And we have several stores of candies.
You're allowed to.
I want to go back.
I do too, and actually enjoy them all because we were so rushed to get in and out of there.
Yeah, we were only there for like a half day.
Experience it.
Yeah.
How long was that trip?
I was like, if even that, it was only like an hour or two. It was 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's in Bloomington, Minnesota, I believe.
After we got home, there was a big billboard by Mom and Dad's house when you got off the freeway that said how far Paris was from Salt Lake, Paris, France. And it was the same distance that we had driven. And Dad was like, we could have driven to Paris. And I remember thinking like,
wow.
And you put three kids through that.
Could have driven to Paris. I don't remember that. That's funny.
It was a good trip, though.
Do you remember feeding the burros?
No.
Donkey? What is that?
I don't know. Yeah, we were like up in the Black Hills, and there's just like this herd of burros just like hanging out.
I don't know. A donkey. What are burros?
Like a donkey. Nick just said.
It's like a burro. It's a donkey.
Oh. Okay, that makes more. If you give it like the right inflection, then
a burro.
I would know what you're talking about.
Zapatarina the ballerina.
Do you remember that?
Remember Bemidji? What?
Yeah, Bemidji.
Bemidji, Minnesota.
I remember that.
And do you remember the Karen Milks?
I remember those.
Up in Canada?
Oh, yeah. We would get them at that.
And then we'd have to go turn in our loonies and go buy our Karen Milks. And do you remember, I thought it was so weird when we went to that breakfast. That was a good little restaurant in the hotel. But it was so weird to me when you'd like ask for bacon and they would ask you like what kind of bacon you want. Like back or side or whatever. Mm-hmm. Very morbid now thinking about it with my life I live now. But it's like, that was so weird. That was a cultural shock.
Just the regular bacon, please. Thanks.
Yeah. For context, I am from Utah. So just the regular bacon.
Yeah. Just, you know, the crispy stuff.
Grandpa had such a good trip, that trip.
Do you remember, too, the fire alarm would go off in the hotel? No. If the showers were too hot? It was like...
It was at my house?
Yeah, so it's like, if the showers were too hot, the fire alarm would go off. And, like, it was, like, super early in the morning and the fire alarm just going off. okay, sorry. That was a detour of our lives.
You said Boro.
No, I loved it.
And it reminded me of the Reno 911 thing that I sent you guys with the boots. Zapatarina Ballerina. Uh-huh. Here at Zapatarina Ballerina, you can't really be... you can, but not at these prices. What a good show.
He's so funny.
He does such a good job at, like... That specific.
He was in a movie that we watched last night, and I told you guys I got an idea. He was in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yes.
That show's all right. Chandler showed it to me. We were about halfway through, and I had to go to bed.
You haven't seen it?
I probably have, but...
What's funny? I used to watch that movie all the time, and I actually watched it, I would say, within the last month. I haven't seen it in probably 10 years, and I watched it within the last month.
Did you show the girls?
So I need to watch it now?
Yeah, please rewatch it. We're going to have a report on it next week.
We should do rom-coms, though. I mean, that's like mid-2000s, but there's a lot of good rom-coms from the... Yeah. I want to watch Sleepless in Seattle. I don't remember that one.
That's a good one.
Was good. How Harry Met Sally, was that the 90s or is that the 80s?
That's the 90s.
One. Really good. Anywho.
We don't think I've seen Tammy last night. Tammy's what? A newer... Tammy? It's a newer rom-com. It has Melissa McCarthy.
Not a big fan of hers.
It's funny.
Ooh, hot take. Finley likes her Expedia commercials or whatever commercials they are.
With her husband.
Yeah, she stops what she's doing and like watches the entire thing, and then she sings the song the rest of the day.
I heard she does a pretty good job at Ursula, so though. Cute. So I'm curious. I'll see if I like her.
Ooh, yeah. I'm excited to see that. Oh.
I know. I want to take the girls, but I don't know.
think it might be a little too scary.
Zoe would be fine. Finley, I just don't want her to like have nightmares for two weeks. Poor little thing. We need to be able to fast forward the scary parts.
You can buy it, can't you?
I don't know. Disney Plus. Commercial said it was only in theaters.
Oh, Disney's back to that?
Yeah, Disney. Just kidding. Love you.
Hello there. Do you follow us on Instagram? Our page is called We Don't Claim to Be Experts, all one word, on Instagram. We try to post updates, ask questions for upcoming episodes, and we post funny reels that have highlights from our most recent episodes. They also feature photos of us when we were kids. Don't forget to like our posts so we show up on your feed. Thanks, and happy listening.
Like they're listening to this.
Mr. Disney, sir, we love you. Sorry about anything we said.
Oh dear. Okay, back to Night Game. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, let's move on to like things we used to play in the backyard. Things that you guys remember doing.
Okay, I was thinking about, we never did this in our backyard that I could remember, but sleeping on trampolines at my friends' houses.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Like, yeah, it's like now, like, I don't know that I'd let my girls just like sleep on a trampoline.
Why?
Like, I listen to too many murder mystery shows and podcasts.
I was just thinking because it was cold and you didn't know what was underneath you.
And you'd always get mosquito bites.
No. Ben and I were talking about this the other day in the grocery store. We were going to get yogurt and it was on the same aisle as the LaCroix. It's a weird Smith's.
Naturally.
And Ben was like, how does Nick like sparkling water? And I'm like, you should ask him. And he's like, it's just disgusting. And I'm like, I think it's just an acquired taste.
It's like eating plain yogurt, speaking of yogurt. It's just, to me, it's like, no, it's there's not. Nothing.
This is lime.
I mean, yogurt's gross anyway. Got lime.
But yeah, it is.
But
I told you guys when it changed for me, right?
No.
When I started liking bubbly water.
Tell us about it.
Oh. It was Valentine's Day 2 years ago. It really was.
My heart was shattered.
We went to a restaurant. Though the restaurant I went to, like, it was like one of the fanciest places I've ever been. And they're like, do you want regular water or sparkling water? I'm like, try sparkling water. Why not? It seems fancy. So I tried it. And since then, my taste changed to that of a rich European.
Perfect.
I mean, that's fair. If you go to Europe, that's like all they drink. So
do they?
They don't drink tap water over there.
We have a new store set up, I would say. I have not finished setting up the Etsy store. It's called Coffee, K-O-F-I. And link is in the bio. And you can get our sweet stickers.
Stickers?
That's about all we have is some stickers.
Stewart. That's what that face is. Stewart.
Well, it's too bad we don't have this to publish in our faces.
just look up the mom from Stewart on Matt TV.
Stewart.
So, how many stickers are there? Do you want to talk about them?
Oh, I would love to. Because we did before.
Can I talk about my favorite one?
Yes, please do.
Legally, I can't sing. Every time I read that
that's
sticker,
that's got to catch on.
I just giggle out loud. It's so funny.
Legally, I can't sing. That's a good one. So, it's like a mouth and it says, legally, I can't sing. That's from the music episode. Then we got Maurice, Space Cowboy. That's from the first episode. And that's, what are they called? Capuchin monkeys?
Yep.
Is that it?
Sure.
Yeah, capuchin.
I don't know.
Capuchin monkey.
Is that what Maurice was?
In a spacesuit. Yeah. So, well, Marcel was the capuchin monkey. Maurice, we talked
but
about.
But I Googled it wrong.
Yeah, because we also talked about how Joey Tribbiani's imaginary friend was named Maurice, and he was a space cowboy. And then Katie, I think, pulled that, and so she was Googling Maurice, and then started talking about Planet of the Apes. So that's from the first episode. Then we got Dex.
Oh, that one's cute.
Sleepy Dex. That's just from the reel that has Dex hanging out. That's My Sister, the Roller Skate.
That one's a good one, too.
And then Anxiety for Kids, which is the perfection game.
Straight up.
And they're nice stickers. They turned out really nice.
Yeah, they're so cute. Emily designed all of them.
They're not
him. She nailed it. They look so good.
They're not handmade. I didn't make them in like my garage or anything. Somebody professionally did that.
The stickers? Yeah.
You want me to send you a handmade one? I can, but...
That's it. An elite. The adhesive just never sticks.
Although, have you used the... You know when I made the demo ones, Nick, and I gave you a couple of... Did you stick them anywhere?
Yeah, we put one on Chandler's water bottle. I still haven't found the envelope that you sent to us with all the other stickers.
That's crazy. So, like, I put one on the back. This is when it was the full monkey. And it's actually holding up pretty well for being, like, a homemade sticker.
The full monkey.
The whole monkey. I like...
Like the full Monty?
Yeah.
The whole...
Oh, he's going full monkey.
Oh, man.
Oh, you never saw the full monkey. Emily, you're going to have to blur that. The monkey's not wearing any pants.
Superstar.
Can you imagine? You guys, monkey is just, like, blurred.
One thing I don't know if you guys want to mention too is what episode are we on? Is this 14?
I don't know. 13 maybe? I don't know.
We just published 12. This is 14.
12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, so we got one more episode. And I think after our 15th episode, we're going to end season one of this podcast.
We're going to have a party at a car dealership with balloons.
We do need to think of something for our 15th episode for the season finale.
Should we go to like a car dealership?
That we can do. Should we go to Classic and go
and record? I don't know why I thought a car dealership.
Because that's what they do on radio.
Yeah, so they're like, come
over here at Southtown Mall.
Come check us out today. We've got prizes.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
We're hanging out here all day.
Spin the wheel.
Larry H. Miller. We got kicked out of Southtown Mall. Apparently you're supposed to tell them you're coming.
People are there buying cars and they're like...
They're like, who are you people? We're broadcasting live.
Recorded.
They go and check us out. We have... Like 11 followers.
Hey, don't discount
us. Go check us out.
I don't know how many people follow us, for the record.
Oh my gosh.
We know it's at least Mom, but I feel like Mom quit watching.
I'll ask her, I'll be like, did you listen to the most recent episode? And she's like, yeah, I got ketchup. I think she's like one or two behind. She's actually pretty caught up, but... The other day she was listening to it, though, and she's like, yeah, I'm a cool mom. She's just talking to herself. She's so cute. If she's listening now, we love you.
I'm holding up the heart.
We love you, just like
hand.
We love Disney.
Just like... It's fun until it's hot.
Oh, man. I do need to go back to the art store we have on Coffee. I think that's how you say it, because I think it's like a buy a coffee type website or whatever. So I think you pronounce it Coffee. But I need to make a listing.
K-O-F-I.
Yes. Yeah. So you need to be... I'm going to make a listing so you can buy all the stickers as well. I haven't done that yet, but I need to.
They're so cool.
So you think of like shirts too?
Yeah.
Would be a good shirt.
I liked when I did a mock-up of shot glass with the Anxiety for Kids.
I think that's a good one. I think that we could sell that. That's
that was pretty funny.
I think the Legally I Can't Sing would be a good shirt.
Yeah. That would be good. Maybe do some zigzaggy lines, like, you know, the nostalgia-looking, like, So it's like you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, make it kind of fun. Yeah. So it fills up more of the shirt is what I'm saying.
What if you just did that in the background as a pattern? Just like the whole shirt?
Whatever shirt we make, too, we need to get a shirt that has a pocket so we get Dad to wear these things.
The brighter, the better.
The other day I was showing him a shirt and that was the first, he's like, does it have a pocket? No, it doesn't have a pocket. So he stopped listening. He was checked out.
Have you noticed how much stuff's in his pockets now? Because his shirt is like this.
It's hanging down around his waistband.
Did you guys know Mom and Dad had a logo company?
Yes.
Like a t-shirt company?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have they told you what their shirts were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Crazy. Mom was telling us something when they were up here last week about this one that Grandma and Grandpa used to wear. You have to ask him. I can't remember what it was. But I found, so I'm scanning Grandma and Grandpa's stuff, and Grandpa saved a letter that Mom wrote to him on their letterhead from their business, and it has Mom's business cards in it.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's really cool. I'll have to send you guys pictures of it.
Okay, yeah. So, that night game, sleeping on a trampoline, playing in the backyard. I was digging a hole for a tree. And there was a whole bunch of airsoft little pellets in the hole.
I wonder who those could be from.
Speaking of, and then over in the fence there were some arrows. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Just kidding.
I was gonna say when you said what did we play in the backyard? I'm like, mostly it was target practice with airsoft, or I'd be playing Legolas at Helm's Deep and I'd be shooting arrows off the porch.
Yeah, or just watching your shadow.
I very vividly remember playing Star Wars with you and Josh, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was pretty mean. I was Queen Amidala, and I would sit behind the basketball hoop with, like, the beanbag, and that would be my throne.
Love that.
And then you guys would just be Jedi.
Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon.
I very vividly remember
do
that.
Do my bidding. Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember playing. So it was like, I was probably when I was in fourth grade and you learned about like Utah history. And I remember playing Pioneers in the backyard with the wagon.
That's cute.
Oh, my.
Me and Ruggers.
That sounds like something Finley would do.
That's really cute.
Oh, man. Yeah. The girls love the treehouse. We've talked about the treehouse before. But Finley thinks it needs, like, walls and stuff. It needs to be, like, a house.
Yeah.
Girl, I didn't get that in my lifetime. You're not getting any yours. Just
kidding. It just needs power run out to there, and they could put, like, a TV in there or something cool.
Oh, that would be the...
mini fridge.
Have it made in the shade.
Have you done the blankets for them like we used to do?
No, I haven't shown them that. I should, though. They'd like that.
You should. And that would solve her little... wanting to have walls, because that would give them walls. I remember when you showed me that and being like, what?
Yeah.
That's an option?
It's like a fort in a treehouse. Mm-hmm. She wants a slide, too, that goes from the deck to the treehouse.
I mean, that would be so cool.
I'll just do monkey bars.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Who was it that jumped off Mom and Dad's deck?
Was it Rob?
Yeah, lived a couple houses down at the end of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Who's Rob?
You were too young by the time you moved out.
He lived down in the very end of the street with next to the Wagstaffs, but on our street. Mm. And then he after he moved, do you remember how he was in an accident?
Mm-mm.
He had, like, brain trauma from riding a bike.
Oh, no.
That was a long time. That was, like, right after they moved out. Hopefully he's okay. Best wishes. I don't know.
Prayers up.
All right. What else can we talk about?
Okay. Did you ever, this is not night games related, but could you ever ride your bike without your hands on the handlebars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Not you.
I was trying to remember if I could or not. I don't think I could pedal, but I would just like.
Yeah, I couldn't pedal.
I could turn.
What? Without your hands on the handlebars?
Are you like, that's some dad crap. Like, now dad would turn with his knees?
Oh, yeah. I didn't use my knees, though. It was just like, you could kind of like lean just like a little tiny, like, I don't know how to explain it. I wonder if it's muscle memory. Should I try it? Should we get this on video?
Yeah. And we'll get the skating backwards, too.
I'm going to skate backwards, turn around, jump onto a bike, and start pedaling with my roller skates on. Just kidding. Oh,
that sounds intense.
I'm just kidding. I'd probably die.
We lived in such a cool neighborhood growing up, though, because of, like, the hills, and a park was so close. The mom and dad's backyard had a little hill. Like, there was so much room for the imagination.
Yeah, big block and little block.
Yeah. I remember being terrified to go around the big block by myself, though.
It's still spooky, and I'm an adult.
That's fair. It's the scrub oak. The scrub oak at that one house is so scary.
The scrub oak is spooky.
It is. Scrub oak equals spook. What about in the backyard when it would snow? What do you guys remember about playing out in the snow as kids?
Oh, the trees would make snow caves. I think my family's back. From their hike.
Yeah, might be build little hills and go sledding down the...
Yeah, sledding. I feel like...
there for hours.
I feel like it snowed a lot more when we were kids than now. But I probably just because I was little. So it seemed like the snow was higher. like, I had an actual snow day. I don't think they do those really... I mean, they did this year because this year was kind of crazy. But it's like, they didn't do snow days for years, I swear.
They... Well, snow days are so different now. I've lived here, they've had snow days in Cache Valley.
Oh.
But snow days are... Get your Chromebook and do schoolwork from home days.
Yeah.
It's true. Oh, I hear tiny humans.
And you're there outside, too.
Should we... Do you need to go in?
We could talk for a little longer, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. What time is it?
11.
11? My clock's 2 hours off.
What time is it up there?
My clock says it's 11:55. Or no, 12:55.
That's just an hour.
Sorry, 12:55.
That math there.
I know. I can read a clock.
I remember coming in from playing in the snow and dad making us turn our boots over onto the heater vent.
Oh, yeah.
So that they would dry out. Or to hang our snow pants over the chair over the heater vent.
Yeah, he still comes in from snowblowing and like puts his little mittens on the the heater vent.
Oh, that's cute. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I remember everything being so, like, hard, though.
Yeah.
Like, rough.
But it was nice when it was warm and you'd put them back on. Mm-hmm. Be like Kramer with the pizza oven.
I watched an episode the other day and I was like, oh, I should talk to Nick about this acting. I can't even remember what happened in it, but he was like, yeah! Like, it was so good. He's a good actor.
We started one last night before I passed out.
He could never do anything else.
The engagement episode. Yeah. The engagement episode when Jerry's like, yeah, we're talking about getting married. He's like, you had to talk about your date. Or
yes.
Like, what do you do when you...
I think it was that episode.
Forget about TV. Yeah. Was it really? Forget about watching TV while you're eating dinner.
Yeah.
Why? Because she wants to talk about your day.
It's time to talk about your day.
It's all right if I go to the bathroom.
Wish people could see the video of you guys saying these things.
You wake up, she's there. You come home, she's there. You go to bed, she's there. Yeah, I think it was that episode. That's funny. Because, yeah, I'm right in there, too, with where I'm at.
Katie, you should really watch Seinfeld.
I need to.
And then we can talk about this.
It's
Oh, finish it, and that could be our final episode of the season.
I don't have enough time. That's in the
a
day.
Big commitment.
Okay, so what are some games that you guys played as kids, or games that we played, I guess, that you hope kids continue to play?
Blanket forts, I think, are cool. Yeah. My kids love forts.
I mean, those are cool as adults. We still do those as adults.
I used to make super fancy one. I don't know if you guys remember, but like the front room was super open. It was like huge when we were younger. So it was like I would use the dining room table and like the vacuums and all the chairs. And like it would always be huge. I never slept in it or anything, but I made fancy blanket forts.
I don't know. A lot of my, you know, what I'd play was just based off of, you know, Star Wars or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and now that Star Wars lightsabers are better, it seems like you can hit people harder and they won't break now, which is nice.
Jeez.
I just hope that maybe there's still things that kids watch that kind of spawn, you know, something in their own lives. Yeah.
I think that's been one of the craziest things as an adult is like realizing how hard it is to access your imagination.
Hmm.
It's just so
it's crazy. I just needed an item. I just needed a cape. Mm-hmm. Or
right? Like it was so easy as a kid, and now it's like you're second guessing all of your choices anytime you try and access it. But anyways, well that got
when's the last time you've used your imagination, Emily?
I don't know. I was if you're really asking, I mean, I was doodling on the iPad yesterday. I drew Dex painting a picture. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Diddling.
Doodling.
Is diddling the right word? There you go.
Diddling. I said
diddling is when you go to the potty.
Sorry.
I was diddling on my iPad.
That's not what I meant.
Is that Paterina La Ballerina?
Paterina Ballerina. It's dang iPads, yo. Look for everything.
And you don't on not iPads?
I don't know. I'm just not used to it. Hey, where did it go?
You gotta look for everything.
See, back in my day.
Oh, hold on. Okay, go back. How do we do this? Oh, there's my bubble. This is terrible.
Oh my gosh, Emily, you're aging yourself.
I know, stupid. I just hate iPads. You can't even see it. Hold on, I gotta go back to my Procreate so I can put a background on it so you can see it real good. And I'm just teasing. I just like to tease Nick with the iPad.
Sorry, my brakes are getting squirrely on me. Oh, I've had some...
Aww.
That is the cutest.
The blood?
Thanks.
I think you should change the color.
Texas pink.
I love that it's the red paintbrush. Does he work for that company?
Yeah. He heard
the red paintbrush.
He heard that episode. He was like, "Yes, yes, I remember."
Triggered. It was me.
I do want to make a sticker that says something like, "I can hear the color" or something. Or did you hear that color?
I don't know. It's a real thing. Okay. Are we doing trivia today?
Oh, yeah.
It is now time to play Trivia by Nick. Nick's Trivia, where people answer questions that Nick has asked.
My brain's been blown, Katie, every time you've said my name as your answer. So, or as your noise. So keep at it. YOLO.
I just, it's fun. I'm never going to win anyways.
All right. You ready for trivia?
Yeah. What's our topic?
Topic is 2000s pop culture trivia.
Oh, this is going to be hard.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Ooh.
What was that? The THX sound?
All right. First question. What?
I missed the THX when they did like the plants growing on it.
Ooh, I liked when they would do something spicy on there.
Yeah. I think that was THX.
All right, first question. Jack Black starred in a sports comedy film in 2006 that was loosely based on the real life story of a Mexican Catholic priest.
Emily.
What movie is it? Emily.
Nacho Libre.
Yeah. Yep. Nacho Libre. Hold on. Let me. I should probably keep the totals down. If somebody.
It's important. Okay.
One of our listeners. If one of our listeners wants to find the running total, I am curious.
We are accepting applications for scorekeeper.
For scorekeeper. Yeah.
Okay, but scorekeeper in like real time or scorekeeper in like actual. The record time. Time.
Surprise
us. A lot of times I answer first. That Nick hears you first.
Okay, yeah, that was.
That's just because the latency. That was my argument.
That was my whole argument, was that I can hear me first on my end.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so I'm just going off of what I hear first. So if you have slower internet than Emily, I'm sorry.
Actually, a faster internet than her, so it's weird.
Right. I know. Plus, I'm further away.
Okay.
Than him.
What? Yeah. What controversial music icon made headlines in 2002 when he dangled his 9-month-old son
Emily.
Over the balcony? Katie.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
I remember when that happened. The world was like freaking out. I mean, I was scared, on fire. But like, it fell apart for a second.
All right, next question. In 2004, what popular ABC TV show began with Jack opening his eyes on a mysterious beach amidst a plane crash?
Katie.
Jack?
Katie.
Lost.
Lost.
Oh, I never got into that.
Have you seen that show?
No.
It's good until it's not.
Yeah. It was like, so we would do, I had an entire like class where we would just do homework, which was super cool. And because we got a grade for doing homework, and which is something we had to do anyway, but we would sit in there and just talk with our friends and stuff and do our homework together. And I would get weekly updates on Lost. So I never had to watch it. I would just get updates. There's a door with a hand or something like that. I don't even remember, but
remember on Lost when they met the others?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, it's getting kind of weird, was the update I got.
Do you guys know how it ended?
It didn't. Just kidding.
Yeah, they're all dead, right? They all died.
They all died in the plane crash. It never actually happened. The whole show.
That's right.
It jumped. Like, that's why it's terrible.
It jumped the shark. Do you remember that?
The Kardashians jumped the shark.
Kirby Jenner.
Kirby Jenner. Where's Kirby Jenner at?
I haven't seen Kirby Jenner updates in a long time. And Kirby Jenner is pretending to have a conversation with Chloe. Jump the shark. What do you mean jump the shark? Katie, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know who Kirby Jenner is. I never got into it, though.
Okay, I'm going to send this to you, okay? You need to watch it today.
Okay. Kirby Jenner hasn't posted anything since 2021.
Oh, no. Hopefully he's okay. Aww.
Gotta find the jump the shark. I'll send it to you.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, so Kirby Jenner, he looked like Kendall, and so he'd Photoshop himself in photos with Kendall.
Oh, okay, I do remember this. Yeah. You guys are both looking at your phone, and you have the same facial expression. Oh my God.
It's the best one.
Did they ever actually get a meet?
You know what?
I think so.
Yeah, they do.
All right, you guys ready to continue trivia? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
All right, number six. Don'tcha and Stick With You were 2000 hits from this feline. Katie.
Pussycat Dolls.
I was singing. Pussycat I was too busy dolls. Singing it in my head.
Don't you wish you girl.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Burger Beard, also known as Painty the Pirate, sings the theme song of this long-running and frequently memeable animated TV series.
I don't know.
Katie.
Animated. Just tell us time won't.
Katie.
SpongeBob.
Serious?
Katie.
Maybe I wasn't listening to the question.
I've never heard his name.
Burger Beard, also known as Painty the Pirate, sings the theme song of this long-running, frequently memorable animated TV series.
That's not what I thought you said. I definitely wasn't listening. Sorry. Okay, putting my phone down.
All right, we'll do one more. In early 2000s, you probably sported what piece of jelly jewelry on your forearm. Specifically, it was yellow. Jelly jewelry.
Oh, Emily.
Emily.
The Live Strong band.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to keep going. I'm going to go until Katie gets five.
So we're just going
to... Emily gets to five first.
2003 was when Beyoncé Knowles became simply Beyoncé. That was the year she released her first solo album, Dangerously in Love, after splitting in from which girl group?
Emily.
Destiny's Child. Which 2007 nerdy teen comedy starred Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, Emma Stone, and Christopher Mintz Plasse as McLovin?
Katie. Oh, crap. So, it starts with an S. So, I can't think of it.
All right, Emily, still it. You know what it is?
No.
Super Bad.
Ah, that's right. I couldn't think of it. That's a gross movie.
It's hilarious. One of the biggest hits of 2003, Bring Me to Life, was recorded by what rock band?
Oh.
Katie. Is it Evanescence?
Evanescence! Katie wins!
Good job.
Bring Me to Life is...
Evanescence is putting out albums again.
Wow. What a great game of Nick's trivia, where people were asked questions and Nick waited for their answers.
Bring Me to Life is one of my future karaoke songs. I'm looking for somebody to sing the duet part with me.
Emily can
do
it.
I just want to sing the screaming part. Wake me up. I can't wake up.
We should Save have a karaoke me. Party. Oh, that'd be fun. The girls would love that.
Thanks for trivia. There goes trivia.
Genius. Why would I want to interview her when I have had people like Apple's Steve Jobs on stage? Had I jumped the shark?
You mean the ship?
It says shark.
Why would you even be on a shark?
I've been on a shark. I rode it like a horse.
If I was riding a shark, you ride a wave, you ride a ship. Who wants to even be on a shark?
I want to be on a shark. I want to be on a manatee and a stingray.
So
I
guess you have a
video.
Kim Kardashian West a mobile genius?
Oh, yeah.
Why would I want to interview her?
I don't know why there's no video, though.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe
because
I'm in Idaho.
Probably. Way to go, Idaho.
Okay. Well I'm going to go explore the wilderness.
Thanks for listening.
Have fun. Be safe. Watch out for bears.
With my bear snack. Look at this cute little bear snack.
She's a cute little bear snack.
Should we go put some peanut butter on you?
It licks her lips.
What? You're putting peanut butter on her?
Oh, I thought you guys knew that joke. Ryan always tells the girls that we need to take Daisy and the peanut butter to the cabin because we're going to give her to the bears. So I just knew that joke.
That's cute.
Oh, my little peanut butter baby.
Speaking of bears, have you guys watched Paddington 2 yet?
No.
I keep seeing Puss in Boots, and I'm like, I need to watch that. Nick said I need to watch that.
Puss in Boots 2 is also great, but Paddington 2 is one of the best movies of all time.
Okay, now you watch it. We're working on getting a second TV in here so that when Ben's playing video games, I can actually watch TV. Anyways, cool story.
That's fair.
So, thanks for listening. Bye!
Bye!
Bye!